Topic 3. Appearance and profession.
Read, listen, learn.
Hi, Gucci. How are things going with you recently?
Not bad. I only have a few classes every day. I just attended a lecture about uniforms this morning.
A lecture on uniforms? Interesting. I am going to write a thesis on the role of uniforms in the economic life. Maybe you can give me some advice.
But didn't you study economics in school?
Yes, that's the homework of my elective course.
I see. I really learned a lot from the lecture. I didn't know how important the uniform was for a company.
Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. Uniform is the representative of a company. Different professions will choose different colors for their uniforms.
The doctors wear white, firefighters wear red, and the police wear blue?
Right. The professions you mentioned are all in public sectors. They can't change their uniforms. For private companies, they have more choices.
Why do most people wear uniforms when they are at work?
So they can always be aware that they are members of their organization. What they do and what they say all represent that company. Most companies require their employees to wear uniforms at work.
That makes people feel formal, right?
Right. Employees must also pay attention to their speaking manners. They should use polite and formal languages when talking to the customers and supervisors.
Can't they speak with slang, jokes, or dialects?
Better not. And it's necessary to learn how to listen to the speakers. Sometimes listening is more important than speaking.
There seems to be lots of things to learn in the office.
Recitation.
Today I learned much from the lecture about uniforms. First, a uniform is a representation of a company. All the members in the company should pay attention to their behavior. Second, wearing a uniform makes people realize that they are one team. Third, when they wear a uniform, they must be polite when they speak to their customers and their supervisors.